their first and final debate. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. With early voting set to begin on Monday in Georgia, the two men competing for a U.S. Senate seat squared off in Savannah last night. The two tangled over the economy, including President Biden's decision to erase some student debt.
How can you transfer someone debt who owe it to someone that don't owe it?
Republican Herschel Walker.
It's interesting to me that folks who have been crying about the student debt relief haven't said anything about multi-billionaire corporate entities who've gotten PPP loans.
Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock. Abortion was another big issue. Walker again flatly denied paying for the procedure for a former girlfriend. No matter where the election is, Republicans are blaming President Biden for inflation, but he says it would be worse under Republican policies.
When it actually comes time to do something about inflation around the kitchen table, Republicans in Congress are saying no. If Republicans take control, the prices are going to go up, as will inflation.
The president, who was in California yesterday, will hold an event in Oregon this afternoon. Energy is contributing to soaring inflation, and that has the White House considering punishments against Saudi Arabia after OPEC decided to slash oil production.
Fox News learning that it's likely the president will unveil a plan to hit back at the Saudis for curbing oil production at a time when Russia obviously would benefit from that, and it has hurt the U.S. We're not sure exactly, but our sources say expect something to happen next week.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The number of dead has risen to 40 in Turkey after an explosion at a coal mine. One miner remains missing. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Justice Department has fired another legal salvo in the fight over documents taken from former President Trump's Florida home.
DOJ asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against a lower court judge's appointment of a special master in former President Trump's document case, saying she didn't have the authority to appoint one in the first place. This comes after the Supreme Court declined this week to intervene in the matter, as the Trump legal team had asked.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Mr. Trump's legal team has until November 10th to file a response. Closing arguments are scheduled for Monday in a case brought by special counsel John Durham, who's investigating the origins of the Russia investigation. Igor Danchenko is accused of lying to the FBI about his role in the creation of the debunked dossier about former President Trump. Separately, the judge overseeing the case threw out one of the five counts against Danchenko.
The first count deals with Danchenko's communications with a Democratic operative named Charles Dolan. Dolan has about 30 years going back in Democratic politics, and we know that Danchenko and Dolan spoke to each other regarding some allegations about some phrase inside the Trump campaign. Danchenko took some of that information, put it in the Steele dossier. Well, it turns out Dolan did not get that information from a Republican source, as he told Danchenko. He admitted he lied to Danchenko.
That's Fox's David Spunt in Washington. Senator Patrick Leahy has been discharged from a hospital in Virginia and is expected to head home to Vermont today. He was admitted Thursday night as a precaution after not feeling well. His office says the 82-year-old Democrat underwent tests and observation and plans to get back to a full schedule of events in the days ahead. Leahy is the longest-serving U.S. senator still in office. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.